This is reading lesson 8. Open the reading manual that accompanies this tape set to page 8. If you need time to do this, stop the tape for a moment and start it again when you're ready. Read word number 1.
Salam. Salam.
Read item number 2.
Ahlin. Ahlin.
Number 3 starts with a version of the S sound called the dark S. Try to imitate it closely.
Sur. Sur.
Number 4.
Tomb. Tomb.
Item number 5 contains a dark S in the middle. Read it.
Basal. Basal.
Number 6 contains the sound that is produced when the breath is stopped and released as in the beginning of the word above. It is represented by the wiggly diacritic placed over the letter that represents wa to indicate that the preceding vowel is a short u. You have already seen this diacritic in different positions and in combination with different letters. Read number 6.
Fuad. Fuad.
Number 7 ends in a letter that appears only in the final position. It is pronounced a or a if the word is said by itself. However, it is pronounced at or et when the word is followed by another suffix or another word, forming with the first word a single phrase, hence the term silent t. Read item 7 and note the a syllable on the end.
Lira. Lira.
Read number 8, which also ends in silent t, pronounced as a.
Sura. Sura.
Read number 9 and note the final t, pronounced a.
Sayyara. Sayyara.
Number 10 ends in the same letter as in numbers 7 through 9. It has a different shape, however, because it is preceded by the letter L that connects the following letters. In this context, the silent T is pronounced E.
Dawli. Dawli.
Number 11 ends in a new letter. It represents the kh sound, as in the word lach, or as in the famous composer's name, Bach.
Sach. Sach.
Number 12 also ends in this letter, but it is connected to the preceding one. As you can see, they are almost identical.
Sich. Sich.
Number 13 has this letter in the medial position. Note that the rounded tail has disappeared in this position.
Machzan. Machzan.
Word number 14 starts with this letter. Can you see how closely it resembles the one in the medial position?
Kharuf. Kharuf.
Read number 15.
Nisa. Nisa.
Number 16.
Sayyidat. Sayyidat.
Number 17 ends in a letter representing a sound similar to the English H, but it is produced with friction. It is not connected to the preceding letter.
Falah. Falah.
In number 18, it is also in the final position, but here it is connected to the preceding letter.
Milh. Milh.
In number 19, it occupies the medial position. Note that it loses its rounded tail in this position.
Mahrami. Mahrami.
Read number 20.
Lahm. Lahm.
Read number 21.
Baqar. Baqar.
Number 22.
Maslakh. Maslakh.
Number 23.
Rahim. Rahim.
Now read word number 24.
Halawi. Halawi.
This is the end of reading lesson 8.